Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to a new week, a new topic for the PeopleStack podcast. And it is staying the course versus making change happen. Something that I've been seeing a lot of lately, and Rob has too, the invisible person in the chair over there, if you're watching this on video, my COO, my husband, we've been seeing a lot of talk among prospective clients, not so much our clients because they have a different focus because they're working with us and because they chose to work with us, but our prospective clients and like our friends in the tech community, like we're a member of lots of different Slack teams, the RANS Leadership Slack, and you know, we have a group of Boston area tech friends, and Rob is in a Slack team with lots of folks from the company that he used to work for as VP of engineering. And the chatter that we've been seeing lately was essentially been around conservatism, and not necessarily political conservatism, although that's there too, right? But what I'm talking about is being conservative in the choices and the decisions that you might make at work and in your career and as a leader. And that there's been a lot of focus on and recommendations and strong recommendations that being now's the time for conservatism. Like even if you tend to be a trailblazer, even if you tend to be someone who thinks out of the box and is really a pioneer, you know, now's the time to be conservative and stay the course. And it absolutely makes sense that this recommendation, this thought, these beliefs are present now because we're surrounded by chaos. We're surrounded by uncertainty. We're surrounded by fear and doubt in what's going to happen with this global pandemic. And so it absolutely makes sense to just say, let's keep on keeping on. Now is not the time to ask for a raise or promotion. Now is not the time to start anything new at work, to start any new initiatives, or to even suggest that new initiatives get started. Now is not the time to be hiring more people. Now is not the time to make any changes whatsoever. Let's just stay the course, right? We've already done the thing where we have to like figure out how to do this remotely and through Zoom. That's enough. That's enough change for right now. Now is not the time for change. And while I absolutely understand and while I absolutely appreciate where that's coming from, if you take a step back and also appreciate that those recommendations that focus on don't change, just stay the course, are very often coming from a place of fear, coming from a place of uncertainty, coming from a place of scarcity. It's not from a place of abundance and what's next and what's possible and what do I want to create. It's coming from a place of being an effect instead of being a cause. Do you want to be the effect of your world and just lie down when the world says to lie down? Or do you want to be a cause in your world and create more positive change? Because you can't be that cause. You can't be that empowering leader if you're just buckling at every sign of uncertainty and fear. the truth is, yes, change is around us. Change is always around it, around us. We're just more focused on it right now because of what's going on. But if you were to really take a step back and realize, yeah, you know what? Change is the only constant. Change. Every single moment, you're changing. The world around you is changing. At a biological level, at a cellular level, and all other levels. The universe is changing. The earth is changing. The earth is shifting. From every single level, from the microscopic cells that make up life to the universe as a whole, everything is changing. And so if you choose in any given moment, whether it's now amidst the global pandemic or once this is over, if any given moment, if you choose to simply stay the course and not adapt and not change, you're going to be left in the dust. One of my core beliefs, which is a belief that I share with anyone who's willing to listen, it's that there's really no standing still in life. It's either forward or backwards. Meaning, if you don't choose to move forward and to change and to adapt and to bring on new initiatives and to have those conversations in your career that you've been dreading and that you've been fearful of, if you don't choose to do that, you're moving backwards. Because the world, life is going to move on, moving forward without you. It's kind of like hop on the train of change or get run over by it. And I know you don't want to get run over by it. And what does this mean in your career? What it means, and what does it mean for you as a leader? What it means is that if you choose to just stay the course right now, then you're going to get left in the dust. You're never going to be able to upgrade your career. You're never going to get that raise. You're never going to get that promotion. You're always going to be overworked, underpaid, underrecognized. Because that's where your focus is. Your focus is on staying the course. You're not going to take the actions that are necessary in order to create real change and to make an impact. Look, I know that that's really what it is, or at least a part of what it is that you want and why you want to upgrade your career is because you want to make a massive positive impact. How are you going to do that with the belief that, let's just stay conservative, let's just stay the course? If you want change, you got to make change. You can't just hope and pray that it's going to happen, and you can't just sit in the passenger seat. You can't just sit in the back seat. That's not what leaders do. Especially knowing that we are on the precipice of some huge change right now in this world. This is an inflection point. This is a major inflection point for so many areas of our life. Politically, socially, educationally, in terms of the medical industry, the tech industry, everything. We are at an inflection point. If you cling to the old ways, you are going to be left on the side of that precipice where everybody is just going to be dragging you along instead of being the change maker. To be the change maker means to do the hard thing. To be the change maker means that you're going to have those conversations that you've been dreading. To be the change maker means now is the time to start those new initiatives. Now is the time to leave that sucky job that's sucking the life out of you. Now is the time to go on the job market and find that hell yes job. Now is time to finally position yourself for that promotion, for that raise. Because the world, your organization, your company, your team needs leadership now more than ever. They don't want to hear, whoa, horsey, whoa, let's stop the presses. No. We're just going to be conservative and boring. No, they want to be inspired. They want to know that you have the courage and the foresight and the wisdom to bring them through this, to get to the other side, and to say, we came out even better due to your leadership. And here's the thing, leaders stand together. If you just have a leader here and a leader over here and a leader over here, yeah, individual leaders can make massive change. There's definitely some places, some examples in history where it was about that one person standing up. You know, whether it was Martin Luther King, whether it was Gandhi, you know, whether it was Barack Obama, whoever it might have been. But it was that one person standing up and then joining forces with other strong leaders as well. And so strong leaders don't go it alone. So if you're ready to say, you know what, I don't want to just keep on keeping on right now. That's not good enough. I'm not going to settle for mediocre. I'm not going to be left in the dust in my career. And I'm certainly not going to let my team be left in the dust. Then it's time to band together with other leaders like you. And that's what we're here for. We're here to help you band together, to help tech leaders thrive and rise together while we give you the proven systems and the proven strategies that have withstood the test of time. Yes, even within the context of this global pandemic, our systems work. And we test them and we retest them and we iterate them. And this is the biggest test of them right now. Our clients right now are getting raises, are getting promotions, are standing up and saying, we need to make change. By being together, by being connected, by the community, and by following our lead and our proven systems. So if that's what you want in your career, it's time to book a call with us. ThoughtPeopleStack.com/book. And I know that some of you might be thinking right now, now's not the time. Just take a step back and say, all right, am I saying that? Am I making that decision from a place of scarcity and doubt? And oh my God, I don't know when this is going to be over. And what would it look like to make your decisions, any decision, not just the decision whether or not to book a call with us, but any of your decisions, I encourage you to think about, am I making this decision from a place of scarcity? Or what would it look like to make this decision from a place of possibility? What's possible? What do I have to look forward to? What can I create? Because you're the creator, you're the cause, you're the leader. What would it look like to stand up and be a leader right now? What action would I take? And if you're at the point in your career where you're sick and tired of being overlooked, underpaid, underrecognized, and you're ready to stand up and say, I want to change and I am going to create a massive positive impact by encouraging more change around me, then it's time to book a call. ThoughtPeopleStack.com/book. Show up coachable to this call. Show up ready to take a look in the mirror and get to the truth of why you haven't reached your career goals up to this point. And also get ready to get to the truth around what your real dream is. Show up that way. And it's going to be the most clarifying, the most valuable conversation you have ever had about your career. ThoughtPeopleStack.com/book. That's our offer right now. It comes from a place of love. It comes from a place of service. And it comes from a place of certainty, knowing that if that's you, what's possible for you on the other side of that is massive positive transformation for yourself, for your career, and for the people who you serve. And look, the message of the day is, now is not the time for conservatism, folks. Not if you want to be a leader and stand up and rise and make change happen. Now is the time to make change happen. Now is the time to do the hard thing, to take those calculated, intelligent, wise risks Because what's possible on the other side of it is to ride the wave of this inflection shift, ride the wave of it toward wonderful, magical, awe-inspiring things on the other side of it for your career and for the tech industry as well. Now is the time to innovate. Now is the time to roll up our sleeves and say, what can we do? What can we create? I'm a leader. How can I help you? So that's it for the day, folks. Talk to you again really, really soon. And that wraps up another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.